sustains us, Lord. Not the Reader's Digest, nothing but the unadulterated word. We live by it, we grow by it, and we appreciate it. And we know, Father, that no word returns back to you void. You'll watch over your word to perform it. So, Father, I thank you that I hide behind Jesus today so the anointed word will go forth in power and demonstration of your spirit and bring deliverance to your people who've been waiting, waiting, waiting in Jesus' name. Now, I don't want anybody to raise their hands. I just want to throw out something. I believe the Lord showed me that there are, oh, you can sit down. The Lord showed me that there are some, even in our local church, that's just about had it. You're on your last nerve. You have, Dan, you agree with that? And you're, there's a couple of strong ones. Lynn, last nerve. I mean, like turning their back on God. Yep. Not cursing God and dying, but just can't do it anymore. You've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm going to tell you, praise Him while you're waiting, because God will come through. He will. All right. I'll start preaching once I find out what my title is. Trish, you typed it. I know I gave you four. Common to man?
She don't remember.
She don't remember. How about common to man? You sure that's it? I got that written down here. Look to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I was trying, you know why? Because I'm trying to implement the circle of experience. Then he's been pressuring me. But I added some things to it. There's more to faith comes. The word comes, faith comes, Satan comes, patience comes. You got to have joy in there. We'll show you in the scripture. Hope, because hope won't disappoint you. Then experience for the next trial.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you mean we're going to have trials? What earth are you living on? Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation. It's really funny. There are people who want to go through the 7 years of tribulation. Oh, but here's what they do. When they get a trib, like, you know, something happens in their life, they're blown apart. You better change your doctrine if you can't make it through an everyday tribulation. Well, I don't know. I'm going to the first bus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I don't feel it's right that our loved ones went before us. I know they're over the balcony rooting for us. Sometimes I think they take time out. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You may want to take some notes. Get a CD. We don't sell them for $15 a CD. $2 or zero. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common. Every temptation, any of you been together, collectively, they're still common to man. They're common to man. But here's a key. God is faithful. Say that with me. God is faithful. Who will not allow you to be tempted above all that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. And our escape is the Word of God. Just to give you a brief background, I know you all know this because you're Bible scholars. You showed me your degree. God gave man power to govern, and then man gave it to the devil, right? Satan's power, though, is limited. God's power is unlimited. He's limited to the dominion that man gave him. When Adam committed high treason, he gave that dominion back. And his power is limited. Listen, he cannot operate beyond that which is common to man. He can't operate beyond that dominion. God will not allow it. You know why? Because God will give no place to the devil. And that's the reason for 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but as such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you or allow you to be tempted above all that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. All temptations must be within the realm or the dominion that man gave to the devil. Beyond that which is common to man, he can't go. The power of the kingdom of darkness is limited. Remember this, because we've said this before. Present day promises prevent past performances. Under the old covenant, they didn't have the name of Jesus like you. They had the blood of bulls and calves. You have the blood of Jesus. Little advantage. Now, there was limited exposure to the devil back then because God's fair. He's not going to let the devil, like he roams around today, be so exposed in the old covenant, and you're not aware of the weapons, but you have all the weapons and the arsenal you need. And it's in the Word. Amen? Beyond that which is common to man, Satan cannot go because the kingdom of darkness is limited. Okay, once again, I reviewed that. Remember present day promises. Because you do have a new and better covenant. That's what the Word says. But those promises prevent past performances. Look over to Hebrews 11:6. You could quote this. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he, or you, or me, that cometh to God, must doubt. Believe that he is, because he is, I am. And that he is a rewarder of those who are diligently seeking him. Well, Pastor, I haven't received my reward yet. It's coming. You got born again, right? You got baptized in the Holy Ghost, right? Some of you have been healed, sealed, and delivered, right? So you got a lot of your reward. And I know you believe it for your kids. They're coming in. They're coming in. Acts 16 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy household. If you're worried about it, build a bigger barn and invite them all in your house. Christine just shot me an arrow. All right, Hebrews 11:6. That's powerful. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. The distractions or the temptations or the pressure to your faith are only attractions to your soul. So we got to have a preview of coming attractions. I know, Pastor, people are saying Jesus is coming, he's coming, he's coming. The signs are there, but he's not here yet. He's coming. And I will tell you this, he's closer to coming today than he was last week. Satan can wrap a pretty package of attractions. And those decoys he sends out, the decoys to your faith attract the soulish realm. We, you and me, must expose the playbook of the enemy. Then we'll have a far better opportunity to win. Can you agree with that? Look to Psalm 27. Man, this is easy to preach here today. I bet some of you got saved last night. And you were in prayer this morning, huh? Man, you're easy. Psalm 27. Let's read 10 through 14. Then we'll come back at the end because I want to go through the first couple of verses in Psalm 27. But verse 10 says, when my father and my mother forsake me. There are many kids, some may be in here, been abandoned as a child. It's a heartbreak not to grow up without a loving mother and father. Heartbreak. I can only imagine. Then the Lord will teach or take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. And our enemies are not flesh and blood, but powers and principalities and wicked spirits in the high places. And we got the weapons to pull them down. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, nor false witnesses are rising up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, now listen, unless I had seen the goodness of God in the land of the living. You go preaching, if you're sick and you got cancer, that God put you on that, that's not believing that the goodness of God. And if that is your doctrine, which is erroneous, every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above. Isn't that right? Now, just to clear this up, they always equate that if you've been attacked, you're bad. No. Seems like those thinkers stay around for a long time. The bad ones, probably to make you crazy, but get them saved. Jesus came to give us life. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. Isn't that right?
Yes,
furthermore, if you felt that God was putting something on you, you're not going to have a resistance level. You should have let your will be done. Just like the guy, I think he was hanging out his third window. His house is on fire and is all full of smoke. Now, here's the first reaction of a human being. He's probably smoking in bed. God wouldn't say that. He'd rescue him. Isn't that right? Okay. I had fainted unless I had... See, it's not just enough to believe in the goodness of God. You have to believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. That's now, not future. Then wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have we cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, boy, this would be a tough one. Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Storms didn't beat this person founded on the rock, but watch the next one. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And then the rains came, and the floods, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. We got to build our foundation on God's word, nothing else. Because the storms will come, but it will not fall. Now, after all that stuff that went down in Florida, they're building homes. Were they just building them higher, Bob, or are they putting some kind of foundation in case you get hit with a tornado down there, a hurricane? What are they doing, basically, for the foundation? Are they building them higher? They have those. Because some of those houses didn't, you drove down that way, some of those houses didn't cave in, right? Because it was the foundation. Got hit with the same storms. You won't build a sure foundation overnight. You know that? Perfect timing is involved in building a sure foundation. Carnality resists divine timing. Construction workers know this. Bob just went through this. Concrete must be poured at a specific time. Does your brother-in-law know that? He's out of this guy's retired. He got more concrete jobs and foundation jobs. You don't start building on top of it until it's firmly set. Yours is firmly set out there now, right? They had a battle through the rain, the mud. But Gary poured that foundation. Did he not? And it stood. And you worked.
I was there.
Did Dan help you?
I was there.
You were there, and you have two good helpers that help you pour in that foundation, Robbie and Dan.
I was there.
Bob, get him after church. Gary. Anyway, people talk about global warming. I tell people, quit talking about that. We got a coming ice age. But Bert, your weather forecast from the Farmer's Almanac is not projected accurately. This is going to get warm next week. So Bob, I'd get a little meeting with your employees and tell them you're going 6 12-hour days because you've got backlog. Robbie, he puts his head down. He'll go 2 12 days and he's done. Come on, Rob, I'm sticking up for you. You give out bids now? You're doing good. We got to build our foundation on the Word. Look to Isaiah chapter 40. See, it got so easy to preach in here, I'm getting giddy. Isaiah 40. I bind any take-home thoughts today. Woo. It's terrible. I'm trying to get home, and somebody runs to the car and says, Pastor, I think I'm going to shoot my wife this afternoon. No, they didn't say that. I'm just making that up. It's worse. Isaiah 40. Pastor Jack. If I want to go in the sauna, I'll go to the Y. I got the sneakers program. Tony's fanning herself. Is it hot in here? Aren't you hot? Okay. Hey, they work. Did we get this thing fixed back here?
Yeah.
Thanks, Deanie. Is Deanie here? Deanie and Dean, you came and helped out? Mel, you're not allowed to come out at night and work? All right, thank you. What was that called, Jack? What leaked back here? That's what I thought. Isaiah chapter 40. God bless Jack. Pastor Jack went to step down, thinking there was only 2 inches of water back there. There was six. Isaiah 40, but we got it. Could have been flooded the whole church. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6, the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Here's a little nugget, not too big of a one. The word stands forever, so we should stand on the word. Run to the rock. It never cracks. It's never faltered. All right, remember we did the circle of experience? We're going to do briefly part of that right now and add a few things in it. But remember, the word comes. Faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Then immediately, Mark 4:14 comes. Satan immediately comes to steal the word. Now here's the key. Why has Satan come? To test your faith in the word? Not to test the word. He knows the word is true. Look back to James 1. People, I have to give you some of these things about the baptismal because you got to know that things go on here so we can just do it in the message. I can't call a meeting when every little thing happens. I don't say that was a little thing, but at least we integrated into the message. And I think that's good. Some of you think, oh, just give us the word, the word, the word. You're getting the word. James 1, verse 2. My brethren, talking to believers, count it all joy. If anybody reached that pinnacle of counting it all joy, when you fall into divers temptations, only two ways to get into the temptations. You could fall. That's like almost accidental. Like you go outside, you hit a slippery spot, and unfortunately you fall, but no injuries. Then the other one, you enter into temptation because you didn't watch and pray. It says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Say, I'm not going to enter into temptation. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Satan is not coming to see what the word will do, but to see what you're going to do with the word. He's the tempter. How many know that? 1 Thessalonians. Verse 1, wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborers in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you and concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and you know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter hath tempted you, and our labor be in vain. Who's the tempter? And Jesus wasn't an exception here. Look to Matthew 4. We've got to rightly divide. Matthew chapter 4. Verse 1. And he began, Jesus, again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables. And he said unto them in his doctrine, hearken. Oh, you know what? Thank you. I'm in Mark 4. I lost my head. No, I want Matthew chapter 4. The temptation of Jesus. Thanks, Diane. Of course, I could preach on the so-or-so of the word, but that we're not going that way. All right, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up out of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. Tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered, he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now look over to Luke chapter 4. Verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did not eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. So he was kind of like in a weakened state in his natural self there. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it may be bread. The Spirit of God just rose up in me, and I got to tell you what he said. He said, some of you are waiting for the devil to play fair. That's how it came out of me. And guess what? He doesn't play fair, so quit waiting. All right. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered and said, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking up unto the high mountain, showed him unto all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for this is delivered unto me, and whosoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou shalt serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. These are legitimate temptations right now. Jesus had not gone to the cross. And remember Adam, high treason? But Jesus got it all back for us. Thank God. Amen. And he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Yeah, little misquoting here if you look carefully at it. There's a couple words. What's that, Dan? He did, yeah. That's purposeful. And Jesus answered and said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame about him through all the region. Thank God. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. Aren't you grateful? Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith, and wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You will be tested for the very thing you are believing God for. Okay? Romans chapter 3. You're not done yet. Okay, I mean, you're okay? Romans chapter 3, verse 3. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. Let the word be true, and every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. So Satan comes for the word's sake, not to see what the word will do, but to see what you're going to do with the word. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews 2. Verse 17. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hold your place right there. I like to read those two verses from the Amplified. Hebrews 2, verse 17, Amplified, and 18. So it is evident that it was essential that he be made like his brethren in every respect, in order that he might become a merciful, sympathetic, and faithful high priest in things related to God, to make atonement and propitiation for the people's sins. For because he himself in his humanity has suffered in being tempted, tested, and tried, he is able immediately to run to the cry of assist and relieve those who are being tempted and tested and tried and who are therefore being exposed to suffering. He's running to our side to assist us. That's Jesus, your big brother. Isn't he gracious?
Yes, sir.
To run to the cry of those in danger and bring them aid. Now you got to remember this. Jesus was tempted at all points. Look to Hebrews chapter 4. Seeing that, verse 14, that we have a great high priest that is passed unto the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession or confession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now remember, the word comes, faith comes, Satan comes, then patience comes, then joy, then experience, then hope that does not disappoint, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Okay? Look to Romans 5. I added this in there, okay? You ready to go? You can handle more of this. Remember the old days, 90-minute tapes? God bless you people. Three times a week, 90 minutes. And there was only one person I could recollect that fell asleep. He fell asleep, then he fell in love. No more hints. What did he say? I don't know. I'm going to have to get that hearing aid done. Why is everybody looking back at Charles? Hey, that's what happens sometimes. You fall asleep, God gives you a dream. Boy, you had a lot of dreams. That's why I love Charles. He don't get offended. He loves this. Ah, God help us all. Therefore, Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Then these are the back end of the circle of experience that I expanded. So I don't know how much I'm going to do with it, but this. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. I like how everybody says tribulation builds faith. No, it worketh patience. And hope make not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now, word comes, faith comes, Satan comes, patience comes. Look to James 1. Hey, besides Pastor Jack and all you other people, I appreciate that. Even my wife, ministering the word up here. James 1. Just look to verse 2. My brethren, we started off with this. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. We need the sacrifice of joy in times of testing. How many of you know that? The reason why I say it's a sacrifice of joy is because you may not feel like it. But in order to get through it, you got to release it by faith, which is an act of your will. Isn't that right? All right, go back to Psalm 27. Now we're going to read the first 6 verses. Remember, we read 10 through 14? Psalm 27. Pastor Jack. My son, I got Jack. Pastor Jack. This is a great group. There's not a greater group around. How about it?
Amen.
One pastor was bragging how great his church was, and this and that. That and this, I listened for a while. And that was nice. You know, I just drip with agape anymore. I says, is it that nice? Well, all I can say to you, I'm happy for you. But you're in second place. Man, if you ain't got a shepherd that sticks up for your church and sticks up for you, go somewhere else. That's terrible. Worst thing in the world, you have a pastor that beats up a sheep. Two other pastors. Thanks, Jack. Look at that. The completed number, 7. I'm going off the tape. Psalm 27. Is that what we said? All right, I'll get it. Let's look to verse 1. But I don't want that, huh? No, well, yeah, verse 1. That's what I want. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I want to go off in a tangent. And let me just tell you this. You have to rid yourself of fear. Fear and faith do not work together. And it seems that fear is easier to come on you than you building your faith up. If you look at the circumstances and your checkbook or this or that, fear may hit you. Let me tell you something. Phobios, that fear, which means timidity, that fear is not from God. We should have a wholesome fear of God. It's reverence, more reverential fear of God, which is a controlling motive that should be in our life. But fear, it's like the devil can sniff it in your life. What do? Keep yourself in the Word. I don't know what else to tell you, because that's the only thing that will drive him out. And the Bible says mature or perfect love casteth out the fear. One speaker said, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. When the wicked, well, let's start verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies, so we have enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord. One thing. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies. Round about, therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifice of joy. Why is that a sacrifice? Because you don't feel like it. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Oh, we're not going to have a chance. Let's just go to Habakkuk, okay? This is such an example of a person who has some things come against him. For this man, his stock market crashed. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Looks like things are bad. Ellen, you were a farmer. Sound bad? Ellen had a big farm. I went down and watched him feed the cows. The stuff he fed the cows, you could eat that. Better than some of the food you had at home. I just figured this out. The reason why it didn't go, you spent too much money on the feed. Yeah, God bless you for trying, right? Yet, now all this has happened. Look at this. He says, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds feet, and we will make me to walk upon my high places to the chief singer of the stringed instruments. Well, we'll leave some more for another time. If any need prayer, Bob, come on up, Dean. Then are you able to pray? Last time I called you up, you sat out on me. Probably didn't hear me. That's okay. You can come up and help out.